The ad continued. In view of the wide circulation, given reports of radium poisoning, it is time to call attention to an important fact that has, as yet, received only occasional mention in the news. All the distressing cases of so-called radium poisoning reported from the East have occurred in establishments that have used luminous paint made from mesothorium. Radium Dial uses pure radium only. That was why Mr. Reed had said there was no such thing as radium poisoning, the girls now realized. This was why radium was safe, because it wasn't radium that had hurt the women out East. It was mesothorium. Radium Dial, evidencing its claim, cited the work of the expert Dr. Frederick Hoffman, who was continuing to promulgate his long-held belief that mesothorium was to blame, a belief Hoffman held even after Dr. Martland disagreed with him, von Sochotsky changed his mind, and Raymond Berry wrote to him, having seen some of his media statements, to say, "The tests would indicate that there is more radium than mesothorium affecting the New Jersey girls." But Hoffman seems to have ignored all these contradictions to his theory. Now, in Ottawa, Mr. Reed proudly printed bulletin notices with the company's statement, posting them up in the workrooms and deliberately calling the girls' attention to them. "He said that we should take particular notice of this advertisement," Catherine recalled. And he continued to reassure the girls. "Radium will put rosy cheeks on you," he told Marie with a grin. Then he turned to Marguerite Kleczynski and said cheekily, "Radium will make you girls good-looking." The women continued to read the paper, but continued to read only good news. The company re-ran its advert over several days, and the newspaper itself wrote an editorial in support of the community employer, saying the firm had been ever watchful of its employees' health. The whole town was happy. Radium Dials were heralded as one of Ottawa's leading industries. It would have been an awful shame to have lost the business. But, thanks to the firm's solicitousness, there was no need for alarm. In light of all this, the girls returned to work, their panic set at rest. "They went to work. They did what they were told to do," said a relative of Marie. "And that was the end of it. They never questioned it any more." The girls, remembered a local resident of the time, were good Catholic girls who were raised not to challenge authority. And what was there to challenge? The test results were fine, and the paint contained no deadly mesothorium. These were simple facts, printed in the paper, pinned up on the notice board, as certain as the sunrises that bled each morning across the yawning Illinois skies. Back up in the studio, the old routine continued anew. Lip. Dip. Only one family, it seems, was unconvinced by the company. For the day after the advert ran, Ella Cruz's family filed suit against Radium Dial. Chapter 33. Orange, New Jersey. Summer 1928. For those five New Jersey dial painters who had triumphed over their former firm, life was sweet. From her award, Catherine gave her father, William, $2,000 towards his mortgage. "I could find, I knew, no greater happiness than that which would be mine by making the folks happy," she pronounced. "It made me so happy to see father relieved of those worries."